Some depleted energy within some of you. As you approach your festive season, take the time difference to recuperate, to feel uplifted. And to realize how important it is for each one of you to renew that spirit within. As I do when I leave you, I return to that place of upliftment. And so too, my dear friends, should you always also take the time to focus upon that spirit within. Last time we spoke, and I mentioned a few words to you. Peace and goodwill to all men. And I asked, my dear friends, that you thought deeply on those words and what it means to you. Words are easy, but is the realization of the meaning of those words a little more difficult? I think so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yes. So, I feel that as we have come to the end of another one of your earthly years, that it would be appropriate for you all to discuss peace and goodwill to all men and to what it means to you personally. So, shall we begin? Have you thought deeply about those words?
I feel there's a double aspect in some ways. There's a personal interpretation and a more general, widespread interpretation. And peace and goodwill, it, to me, is quite simply bonding with others in such a way that you wish them no harm, you wish them good life, enlightenment, and the peace is perhaps more mystical. That lovely feeling that goes with relaxed living without recriminations of any kind. And then in the wider context, it means that humanity cannot possibly indulge in warfare, or indeed bad thoughts concerning those beyond this planet. One all must be entirely accepting of all creation and its wonders.
Yes, I am pleased that you have mentioned other planets, other peoples, and not just the people of the Earth plane. That is all I will say to you at this time. Who would like to speak?
No.
Yeah, well, when I think, sorry, were you going?
No, I was looking at Jan.
Yeah. I was just going to say that when I think about, when I dwell upon somebody in a negative way, I do feel I'm cutting myself off from something, a vital part of myself. I don't feel at ease, and I feel like it's quite damaging.
So you feel the recognition of your own spirit. Yes, I will accept that from you.
Well, I didn't hear your words last time, Sanimet, and I have to confess I haven't read the transcript, but just thinking about it now, when you said those words, I could just think of an inner peace. So if you have that inner peace, then goodwill to all men would, I would think, come automatically, because you're at peace with yourself. You wouldn't want any conflict to disturb that, so I would think that would be half or a lot of the way to having goodwill towards others.
So you are speaking of peace in the physical sense that would allow you to be more open to others.
Yes,
but is that what you are
saying?
Well,
yes and no. It would be a physical peace, but if you go further in, search you've tapped into your spirit that is
yes.
At ease. That I was thinking of a deeper sense than just the physical. Although if the spirit is at ease, then I think the physical would become at ease as well, so the whole thing would become more relaxed.
Yes.
And it would become a more automatic
yes.
process.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Are you going, Jan?
Not yet.
Well, I I feel that I cannot put much into this. I came back from that meeting a fortnight ago, and for a starter, I sat down with Duff and I said, peace and goodwill to all men. What about you women? Of course, with a lot of laughter, because it started on that. But I don't think that over the last fortnight that my mind has altered a great deal on that. It comes up, but I suppose I'm too set in my ways. And the other thing is, I suppose, it's not a good time to say it, but I'm on some tablets for blood pressure, and amongst that lot, there's one lot that can give you a bit of depression. And not only depression, it gives you a little bit of... a bit niggly at times. And, it's not very good, really. You're very ashamed of that. But if you get the other side and push that aside, I'd like to spread the word around about the Spirit, and as far as I can with different friends. It doesn't always go down well, but I think you said if you can plant a seed, then so be it. And I think we must do that. I'm sure we must do. But I'm not a good example, Simon. I'm sorry.
You must not put yourself down. You may not feel that there is anything to contribute. But I will say to you, my dear friend, it has opened up recognition of yourself. So, you see, even when you feel there is nothing to give, you are learning. And that is most important.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, who is next?
Sorry, Duff, after you.
No, it's okay. It's only very short, but I try each day, and it's a very simple maxim that I try and hang on to, is just to treat everyone as I would like to be treated by them. And I think with kindness and all the loving feelings, I'm not the best, because I do have people that I just cannot get on with, but I just try and put love and thoughts out to them, and I hope it does some good. But I feel that to treat others as you would be treated yourself is, in my eyes anyway, not a bad thing to do.
Indeed, it is not a bad thing to do. The striving for good, that is what matters. And the very fact that you recognize your faults is good. Thank you.
I too wasn't here when the discussion last. But I'm sat here thinking that lots of people have said how I feel, and that's not a cop-out. Peace and goodwill to me, when I'm at peace with myself and the world around me, then that's the feeling that I would wish upon my fellow men. Without conflict, an internal conflict, and I think the internal conflict that we all deal with is a tremendous battle. as human beings. It's part of our makeup, it's part of our generic makeup. But when you are at peace with yourself and everybody around you, and I think it's one of the most wonderful feelings that anyone can have. So my thoughts would be for those on this planet and all the others, like George has said, that we all strive to feel like that all the time, and hopefully one day we will.
Because you see, to offer these good thoughts for others, you are in fact using your spiritual self, and it is the spiritual self which must feel that love and peace and goodwill to all. You say that these feelings that have to be suppressed are part of your nature, but it is not your spiritual nature.
Oh, I understand the difference between
yes.
the two.
Thank you. Now we have one more to speak with.
Yes, I've given it a lot of thought, but no clear answer. But Jan just mentioning the feeling that can come on very rare occasions with me, it's just been a wonderful feeling, and you just feel a great love. And if only we could hold that all the time, then yes, it would be marvellous. Obviously the spirit comes to the fore, but I'm afraid we've got a long way to go.
Yes. Can you, my dear friends, see the connecting link that you have all made? You can,
yes.
I know. Yes. You have come to recognize your own, what you would term, failings. But which I would call striving to know yourselves. They are not failings, my dear friends. They are happenings in an earthly life which need to be changed in order for the spirit to grow even more. You are beings of love. Therefore, feelings of peace and goodwill towards all men should be natural to you. But of course, being human beings makes it a little more difficult. But that is why you are here. But I would like you to always retain those words in your minds. And whenever you encounter upsets and troubles in your lives, remember those words. And automatically you should find that spirit within will come to the fore and uplift not only yourselves, but all of those people you know. So my message to you at this your festive season, my dear friends, is to shine within that love which is eternal. Feel that love. Feel the peace which emanates from that love.
Thank you.
And I will tell you now, my dear friends, you will experience the utmost love and joy in this, your everyday lives. I hope you understand my words at this time. And I am saying to you and to all of creation, peace and goodwill to all.
Yes. Wonderful.
If there is anything you would like to ask me before I leave.
Yes, as a matter of fact, Salimet, we received a question today from one of our readers of the website. And perhaps it would be good to add this question on to what has been said. But the lady is, well, she knows that there are the various spirits around her, including her son, and she acknowledges those spirits. She would like to feel their presence more, and is wondering if there is something she might do to increase her awareness of those spirit friends about her. Would you care to speak on that, Salimet?
Yes. Firstly, let me say this to you. You cannot always have what your heart desires. That is the first point. But that is not to say you cannot expand your own consciousness and awareness to spirit. Again, I say to you, my dear friends, you are spirit. The possibilities for all of you are to become more aware, more spiritual than human, although that sometimes takes great sacrifice on your part. The lady is aware of those around, but it is not just a one-way system. There has to be, from our side of life, a willingness to show yourself. And let me say, not all are ready to do this. So, no amount of calling from the human side of life can make another come closer. That is my second point. What I would suggest for this dear lady is that she continues to open her mind, but to learn more patience.
Yes, and might I say she thanks you and the group here for all that has been made available for general reading. And perhaps I could add, perhaps we should extend our wishes of peace and goodwill to include those about us as well, in spirit.
Yes. Thank you. Tell the lady that they will come closer to her. But as in all things, it is a two-way system.
Yes.
I'd like to mention... Sorry, George. Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you hadn't finished. I'd like to mention... I was asked to mention from Richard, my son, that he feels ready... This is his words, to write his book. And he's asking those that come close to him to help guide him with his book. I don't know what he wants to write about. It's on spiritual matters, and that's for him to know. But I just thought I'd ask you, Salome, to let you know that Richard, I think, is beginning to want to work for spirit. And that was your quote. When he's ready, he'll want to work for spirit.
Yes. Yeah. When the pupil is ready, I will leave those words with you.
Right, thank you.
You know what I am saying.
I do. I'm just the messenger tonight.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Those who open to spirit will, in whatever way, will be used for the good.
Mm.
And there are different ways that you are all used, as you well know. But it is up to each person to direct their pathway. And I can tell you that those in our world are only too happy and usually overjoyed to help one of you here on the earth plane.
Thank you.
Now, my dear friends, I feel I will take my leave of you. I wish you much love, not only from me, but from all those who stand close by you every day of your living. And I know that you may not always be aware, but you are becoming better at seeing those little synchronicities that happen in your life. And I know that you are more aware of the signs of spirit. So, with those words, I take my leave, and I will look forward, my dear friends, to our meeting in another one of your years.
We look forward to that meeting also, and I'm sure we wish you well and send our love with you. We can't imagine where and how you will be.
And I cannot explain it to you.
In the coming weeks. But we send our love and I look forward to your return.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for the upliftment tonight. I think we've all sensed that our energies have completely depleted when we walked into this room.
Yes,
I think
I did feel that, but hopefully that love will uplift you in the days to come.
Thank you. Well, like we say here, safe journey.
Yes.
As a blink of the eye.
Which we cannot understand. Just a blink of the eye.
Oh, yes. Let's see.